Well, this morning I have a concise and clear gospel summary, three short points. And if I pull this off, you'll send me away more often. First point, God has a great plan for us. The second point, you have a choice. Third point, don't be afraid. The wheat is the image that the Lord gives to us, and when He looks upon us, He doesn't see wheat, if you will. He sees the best possible bread that can be baked. And He knows that it just takes the smallest amount of yeast, the divine grace, the divine life, the divine power, that it just takes the smallest portion of that for the bread to rise, for it to elevate. Yeah. And all we have to do is simply say yes to God. That's it. The Trappist community that I joined for the week and immersed myself into their rhythm of prayer and lifestyle. It was six Irish monks in the 1840s who left from Mount Mellery Abbey outside of Waterford, Ireland, and traveled across the Atlantic, up the Mississippi through New Orleans, and eventually arrived outside of Dubuque, Iowa, having been given a very modest amount of property from a brand new bishop in a brand new state in the Union. These 6 months, monks were on the frontier. Iowa had just been brought into the Union. And no sooner did they arrive than four of the six contracted cholera and died. The two remaining were compelled by the Spirit, despite the weeds that were everywhere, weeds of doubt and confusion and despair, they were compelled to return to Ireland and to bring more monks back with them because it was already underway. And that's precisely what they did over another couple years. Yeah. You know, when you unplug from everything and have the chance to really listen carefully and to hear the Lord speaking and to feel the movement of the Spirit, you know, I'm on the back nine of the game, and that's okay. And I find myself saying and wanting to have that kind of conviction in friendships that I forge, in relationships that are particularly mine, not that we have to traverse an ocean together, but that we're about something that really matters. And we're about something together that matters. And by golly, we want to be led by the Spirit of God, wheat that we are, despite the weeds that may be all around. We know that God has a plan for us. It's for us to choose. Don't be afraid.